Well, I remember quite a bit because my second brother Charles, had Bryce disease from his birth, an incurable disease, and he lived to be 16 years old. He died in 19, he was buried in 1944. During that time, the war had begun, and it was getting real bad. And I remember very, very clearly, we all had to sign up with the draft board. And of course, all of us boys was afraid that at any time we'd be called up. And I was placed in 1A. I went to Fort McClellan, went through the process of being drafted. And because that, not because that I had a finger mutilated, hand mutilated on my left hand, but because that I cut a toe off, big toe off at the sawmill when I was 13 years old, sawmilling. And they finally decided, after about a day and a half, looking through all the books, trying to find out what the books had to say about what I would be capable of doing. I told them that, that I was a truck driver, and that I could drive a truck. But they decided that I wouldn't be able to go through the basic training because of my toe. They're afraid that I wouldn't be able to take all the abuse and everything, and decided that they would not take me at that time. They left me with this in mind, that if the war gets bad enough to where we need somebody to drive a truck and not have to go through the period of basic training, then we'll probably call them. When the war ended, I was back in 1A and with the possibility of probably being called in a couple of months. And I lived a life of fear during that period of time. I was called all kind of names by soldiers that I'd come in contact with. They'd classify us as 4Fers and draft dodgers and all that kind of names that they called us. So that was part of the things that I had to deal with during the wartime. One of my cousins cut that off when I was 7 years old. And the first time, this was when I lived at the Cedar Creek area. One of my first cousins, which was a girl, cut my right forefinger off. I was holding wood for her, and she was using an axe, and somewhere or another, she cut off my right forefinger. And one of the things that's kind of exciting about that is, I'd like to tell you, my aunt went to a doctor's office. Dr. Wright was a doctor, just a country doctor that went from house to house, but we went to his office. And Doc had told my aunt, while he was preparing the stuff and getting ready to do the surgery, so my finger back on, he told my aunt to hold the morphine over my nose. And she just kept holding it on there. She didn't know to take it off, so wasn't paying any attention to what she was doing. So when he got finished, he come back over there, and I was already turning black from her about ready to go on, and I heard my daddy say that that's the first time that he ever saw Dr. Wright's skills in his life. But he said, he told us to go out there, Dr. Wood is across the street. And he said, go out there and call Dr. Wood and get him over here and let's see what we can do for this boy. So he's about to go away from us. So that was the incident that happened with that thing. And of course, the other one, my first cousin, G.W. Lumpkin, cut it off, and about the same thing happened. See, I was holding wood for him, and he said that if he had to jerk the axe, I was 7, and he was about 13. And he said if he had to jerk the axe, that it'd cut every one of my fingers off, rather than the two that it cut off. And I cut my big toe off. I'll throw this in. I was working at the sawmill. Me and my brother that died was off bearing. And if you don't know what that is, we was toting off strips and slabs from the saw and the lumber, pushing it out there to the end of the track. And I was... I carried off a load of strips and slabs and come back, and at that time the carriage stopped. The wheel, you have a wheel on each end, and the cable goes around each one of those wheels back to the carriage, and that pulls the carriage backwards and forwards. And I'd walk down there barefooted, walk down there and just tucked my big toe and stuck it in that wheel, scraping the sawdust that accumulated there in that wheel out. All of a sudden, the carriage started off, and when it did, it just mashed my big toe off. The big toe fell in down in the sawdust, and my brother got down there and got my toe and brought it home. And of course, they carried me to the doctor right again. And during this ordeal, I was a big boy. I thought then, 13-year-old, I'm not going to cry, boy. I'm just going to grit my teeth, and regardless of what he does to me, I'm not going to cry. All he did was put a shot in it, and I don't think it did it too good, no way, but he pulled that skin back on my toe and cut the end of the bone off and then pulled the toenail of the skin over and sewed it on the bottom of my toe. When he did that, he got part of the root of the nail in with that bottom of the toe, so my toenail don't grow like a toenail, normal toenail, but the toenail does grow down from the bottom of my toe, straight down. So I have to keep it cut off every once in a while. But while he was doing that, I was grunting and trying my best not to let on, not to cry, and all of a sudden he looked at me and said, "Oh, shut up, it ain't a hurting." Man, I'm telling you right now, I felt like kicking him right on the chin with my other foot. That really did get me, but I was trying so bad not to even grunt, you know, and then for him to say something like that. No. JFK. I thought JFK was a good president. I feel like that he was doing good for the country. I feel like that he was accomplishing a lot of things that needed to be accomplished in the United States. But for some reason or other, it just didn't turn out the way that it looked like it was going to because of his death. I guess looking back over the years, even though there have been some good ones, there have been a lot of good accomplished by several ones, but My mind goes back to the what I referred to a while ago as depression. During from 29 in the early 30s on up till about 39 when Social Security come into effect. It was hard times, rough times. A lot of people that had property lost the property. Those that were able to be a little bit better off than some took the property over because they had mortgages on it, and people just couldn't pay the payments. So the only thing they could do is was let the land go if the mortgage didn't give them opportunity to pay.